Our first reading in this pairing is a scene from the Gospel of Luke during the newly pregnant Mary's visit to her more pregnant relative, Elizabeth. When Mary arrives, the baby in Elizabeth's womb reacts vigorously, and Mary cries out, and Elizabeth cries out loud that Mary is blessed among all women as the mother of the Lord. Mary responds with a hymn of praise traditionally called the Magnificat, after the Latin word translated as magnified in its opening line. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever."
A modern take, Magnificat, by Lynn Unger. "My soul doth magnify the Lord," said Mary, under circumstances which make it something of a startling utterance. Not, "I accept the will of the Lord," not, "I bow down before the Lord," not even, "I give thanks to the Lord." No, Mary, this young woman, presumably unfamiliar with angels or divine voices of any kind, let alone those pronouncing that salvation would grow inside her ordinary flesh, this woman, who may be innocent, but hardly seems naive, says something remarkable. "My soul magnifies the Lord. Who I am, what I do, how I choose, makes God bigger. As if God were to slip between microscope slides and appear in never-before-seen detail," which is, of course, exactly what happens. Somehow, being magnified, God gets small. Small enough to sleep amongst the straw and scent of farm animals. God magnified becomes particular, tangible, urgent as a hungry child. And Mary, like so many women before her and after, puts the baby to her breast, where they both grow vast in each other's eyes.